This is Twit.
Leonard Nimoy, who is most widely known as playing Mr. Spock on the irrefutably classic Star Trek series, has died of pulmonary disease. Nimoy had earlier this week been hospitalized with breathing difficulties, but was later released to his home, where he passed away earlier this morning. Now, obviously, Nimoy was a cultural icon, particularly in the tech community, and as such, tributes began flooding in throughout social media, most citing Mr. Spock's popular catchphrase, we've all heard it, live long and prosper. Coincidentally, Nimoy's last tweet was particularly prophetic in light of this news. On last Sunday, he tweeted, quote, "A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory. Live long and prosper." Leonard Nimoy was 83. We've all seen and heard plenty about Apple's plans for its futuristic new headquarters that looks more like a gigantic spaceship made of glass than anything else. Not to be outdone, Google is also working on building its new offices from scratch, and the plans are pretty remarkable. Google is working alongside Danish architect Bjarke Ingels and London designer Thomas Heatherwick to create a new campus in Mountain View, California, that's meant as much for Googlers as it is for residents. For residents, the expansive grounds will indeed be open to the public, including bike paths and retail locations for businesses and restaurants to inhabit. But for employees, the structures will be constructed of lightweight materials that are both translucent to let in as much outside light as possible, and get this, movable, meaning teams that work in one section could actually move that section to another area of the campus to allow for more accessible collaboration. Kind of crazy. The company's using canopies in lieu of walls, windows, and roofs to keep the overall work environment open and airy. And once it's open, I want to go there and see it. The White House released new draft legislation that would afford consumers tighter control over their data that's kept by companies conducting business online. The Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights Act of 2015 would place rules on how user data is shared, how it's stored and sold to third parties by addressing advertiser analysis, there's third-party aggregation, as well as internal usage inside a company. The companies would also be required to disclose to its customers how exactly that data is being used and offer tools to allow its users to manage and remove that information if they so choose. Almost immediately, of course, the tech sector worried about stifled innovation if the legislation passes in its current state. And on the other side, advocates of privacy warned that it didn't go far enough to protect users. The draft is part of President Obama's renewed promise from his State of the Union address in January to focus on consumer privacy and security. All right, and finally, what do two llamas, a dress, and net neutrality have in common? Well, honestly, not a whole lot, except that they all took social media by storm yesterday. And while this, in and of itself, isn't really news, it's kind of interesting to analyze what we as a collective hive mind find most important when presented with those three options. So, first, what am I talking about? One, two llamas ran loose on the streets of Arizona in a live stream, was there to pass video of it onto the world in real time. Two, a picture of a striped dress has people taking passionate sides on whether it's white with gold stripes or blue with black stripes. And three, the Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 in favor of reclassifying broadband internet as a utility. Now, any one of those is particularly tailor-made for viral success, but when they happen on the same day, we end up with hardcore data crunching by companies like Chartbeat, which points to this. The llamas, though passionately followed, were but a blip on the radar. I thought it was pretty cool. The net neutrality ruling, a complicated but long-awaited outcome, had some uptake at first and then totally petered out. Right about the time that the damn dress came into the room and everybody started staring at it for hours. Yep, we all stared at that dress for a long, long time. And you should feel bad about it, especially if you thought it looked blue and black in that picture, because it doesn't, even though the dress actually is. But I don't see it, so you're wrong.